Cyclone MMA. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Talk MMA. My name is Mason. I am the host of this show. We don't have Cody today. It's just me. I got to get out some content. We've both been busy. We've both been doing things, but my February calendar is wide open, so there's going to be a lot more content on this channel. Let me know in the comment section below what specific types of videos you guys want me to make. I'm stumped a little bit, and there's constantly MMA content out there, and I'll have a video do great and get a couple thousand views, and then I'll have a video get like 40 views, and so it's like, what do you want? It's that notebook meme. It's that Rye Gaz notebook meme. You guys know what I'm talking about. All right. We got a nice lineup full of cool topics to talk about today, and I have more videos to film after this. So let's go ahead and get right into it with topic number one. Conor McGregor has been offered to coach on The Ultimate Fighter, and I think he's accepted it. I know that Tony Ferguson apparently has been asked as well, but it sounds like Conor McGregor, it's official. He's going to coach The Ultimate Fighter, and it's likely that it's Tony Ferguson. You know, I thought they would go with Michael Chandler. I think that'd be a more interesting season. I think it's interesting. I think this is a good thing for Conor, right? Conor hasn't fought since the last Dustin Poirier fight, in which he got injured. He's had a lot of allegations against him. He recently got hit by a car. I'm going to be doing a separate video altogether on Conor McGregor and the shenanigans that he's been up to, because it's weird just the aura around the name Conor McGregor right now. He's in a really weird spot, and there's a lot of questions to be answered, but we're going to stick to the script. We're going to talk about The Ultimate Fighter. I think it's perfect for Conor because it gets him back in that environment, back with these hungry fighters. He can teach them and also learn from them and kind of see their hunger and kind of have some of that rub off on himself. I think it's interesting. I think Michael Chandler would have been perfect. I think he would have been all for that, but it looks like they're going Tony Ferguson. I think that's good. I think it would have been better 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, you look at Tony at this point in his career, he lost to Nate Diaz. He got knocked out cold by Michael Chandler. Lost to Beneil Dariush, lost to Charles Oliveira, just on this skid. In every performance, it seems like he looks just a little bit worse. The Nate Diaz fight was not a pretty fight for him. I know he had the leg kicks going for him, but you know, I think he'd be a tremendous coach. And I am proud of Tony getting this opportunity if he gets it, because I want Tony to get paid. You know, I think a lot of people think that he deserved a true lightweight fight or lightweight title fight. He got the two interim shots. He won one of them. He lost one of them. But he never had that big payday. He never fought the Conor McGregor. He never got to fight Khabib. I know he's scheduled to fight him multiple times. But this is a guy who did his time in the UFC. He was a company man. And I'd like to see something good happen to him. A Conor fight means a lot of money. Even in a losing effort, it means you're going to get a boost one way or another, whether that means pay-per-view points or just brand deals after the fact. But that highlight of having all eyes on you fighting Conor McGregor is really huge. So I wish the best for Tony. I think it'd be interesting. With that being said, I don't know. I think Tony would be the better coach in The Ultimate Fighter. It seemed like when McGregor did, you know, his season against Uriah Faber, he didn't really commit to the fighters. He committed to Artem, who he hates now, but he didn't really seem to give his time to these other fighters and give really good, meaningful advice and really bond with these people. I think Tony Ferguson would, but I don't know. I think Michael Chandler versus Conor McGregor in The Ultimate Fighter would be fireworks, because I think there would be some good shit talk between the two of them. So that's basically my thoughts on it. The only full season of The Ultimate Fighter I've seen was Ortega versus Volkanovski. I thought it was fun. I thought it was okay. But having bigger personalities like Tony, Conor, even Michael Chandler, I think would make for a really, really good season. I think it'd get a lot of eyes on that show and a lot of eyes on the eventual pay-per-view between whoever's fighting. But we're going to move on. We're going to go to some predictions. Alexander Volkanovski versus Islam Makhachev. Was it UFC 284? I think it's 284. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. They're fighting soon. This is the ultimate super fight. This might be the best fight of the year, and I'm kind of taking out name value a little bit. I know they are pretty big names in the sport. It's not quite the Conor McGregor name, but in terms of like stakes, you got the number one fighter in the world, Alexander Volkanovski, fighting the number two fighter in the world, Islam Makhachev. Yet, Islam Makhachev is ranked, sorry, not ranked, but he is favored to win this fight. If you look at the betting lines, people are putting their money on Islam. They think Islam's winning. Yet, Alexander Volkanovski is the number one pound for pound fighter on the planet. It just doesn't make sense. Now, my predictions for this fight. How do I think this is going to go? Here's all I'm going to say. Khabib Nurmagomedov was a fighter that I always doubted. Anytime he fought someone, I go, this is the guy who's going to take that O. This is the guy that's going to beat Khabib for the first time. Every single freaking time I was wrong. And I know Islam Makhachev is an undefeated, but when he's in there, he fights like an undefeated fighter. He is a dominator. There was a lot of people who were getting cute saying, Charles Oliveira is going to win. He's going to beat the fight. What does that mean? He's going to beat Islam. And I was like, no, you guys are wrong. You guys are dumb. This is not true. I had a bet with Cody, my co-host, and I was like, dude, Islam's not losing this fight. I am bringing that same mentality in with Alexander Volkanovski. And with that being said, I hope this is a dogfight. I think it can be. I think Alexander Volkanovski is really, really damn good. I mean, he keeps beating my boy Max Holloway, who I consider to be a fantastic fighter. So I think Volk's going to bring a great game plan. Khabib is not going to be in the corner of Islam Makhachev. So will that have any, you know, effect on Islam? I don't think so. He's got Javier Mendez and he's got all the skills in the world. It's going to be a matter of where the fight takes place. If it's on the ground, if there's wrestling exchanges, you're going to see Islam taking it. You are 100% going to see, you're not going to see Alexander Volkanovski out wrestle Islam Makhachev. If it's on the feet, I think it's a closer fight. With that being said, I still think Islam takes it. I think he's just longer. I think he's more defensively sound. Not that Volkanovski isn't. I just think we've seen him get wobbled a little bit more than we've seen Makhachev get wobbled. But that's really what I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be Islam Makhachev taking it. I think the pressure is going to be too much. I think Volkanovski is going to be a gamer. I think he's going to be there all five rounds. I think it goes to a decision. And I think we see Islam Makhachev just be a little bit better than Alexander Volkanovski. With that being said, I want Volk to do good. I want a banger fight. I want to see if Alexander Volkanovski can do it. Because right now, he's a heavy underdog. And he's the number one pound-for-pound fighter. Those two things don't really make sense. Those two things paired, underdog, yet the best fighter on the planet, doesn't really make sense. I think a lot of people are going to be looking at Volkanovski in this fight and just thinking, how is he going to get it done? How is he going to be able to deal with this monster and pull out a victory? And I'm excited to see it. It's going to be a game of chess. This is not going to be, you know, it's not going to be a chicken fight. It's going to be a game of chess, and I'm all for it. Now, we've had a ton of fights announced, so I'm going to just talk about the main event and your likely co-main event at UFC 287, which is Israel Adesanya versus Alex Pereira 2. And also on that card is Gilbert Burns versus Jorge Masvidal. Now, we're going to start with your main event. Israel Adesanya in a rematch against Alex Pereira, a man who's beaten him in combat sports three times now. Twice in kickboxing, once in the UFC. Now, one of the kickboxing fights was a fight that Israel Adesanya was very much winning until he got caught and viciously knocked out with a left hook. The second one was a close decision that went to Alex Pereira that most people say that Israel Adesanya should have won. Now, in the UFC fight, their first one, you know, you had Adesanya defending his belt against Pereira. He was winning three out of the first four rounds, in my opinion, and then he got caught. Some say it's an early stoppage. Some say it's, you know, it was warranted. I'm somewhere in the middle. I think in a title fight, you kind of got to let it go on a little bit longer. Israel's able to get a takedown there, and even if he doesn't have the most advantageous position, even if he pulls guard and kind of stays there, if he can last that round, you're either looking at a decision victory for Israel Adesanya, or you're looking at a draw if it's a 10-8 round. With that being said, who do I think is going to win this fight? I don't know. That's for a later video. I'm not giving out predictions for this. Sorry to set you up like that, but I'm realizing like that's, we got some time until that fight. We're going to talk about that later. I just think it's really interesting. You got this guy who has Israel Adesanya's number. And Izzy, I do consider to be, this is weird, but I do consider him to be the number one pound for pound fighter on the planet. I know he just lost. I know he's lost before, but I just think he's so damn good. I think he's getting better, and I'm excited to see how he does against Alex Pereira. I think downloading this information, fighting him again, I think is huge for him. I think it's huge for Pereira as well. I think we'll see a more closely fought battle between these two. So I'm excited for it. That's where I'm at. Now moving on to Gilbert Burns versus Jorge Masvidal. This is a little bit less interesting, yet I like it. I like it because Jorge's got to get back on track. And he said he didn't want to face a wrestler, and he's facing a grappler who can wrestle. So, like, he did not really get his wish coming true there. I wanted to see Jorge Masvidal versus Conor McGregor. I think that's, like, you know, that's the break in case of emergency. I think that's the one you have to play with both of these dudes being in legal trouble. But they're giving him Gilbert Burns, which I'm happy about because Gilbert Burns needs something good to happen to him. He had to fight Khamzat Chimaev last time. He gave, you know, Khamzat a fit. He went to war with that dude. And Gilbert Burns versus Jorge Masvidal, I will give my prediction on this just because his stance is not going to change. I'm going to say the same thing. Gilbert Burns is winning this fight. I consider Gilbert Burns the best welterweight on the planet. That's a joke. People are going to laugh at that, but I'm serious. I think give Gilbert Burns a year or two, you're going to see him fighting for a title again. You're going to see him winning a title. I see Gilbert Burns beating Khamzat Chimaev in a rematch. The dude is just outstanding on the ground, and he's got power, and his striking is getting a lot better, and he's learning from his defeats, and that's what I like to see. You saw him fight Neil Magny recently. And he just did what he wanted. He said, I'm taking you down. I'm mounting you. I'm submitting you. Peace. Good night. Bye-bye, Neil Magny. Neil Magny's a really good fighter. And Gilbert Burns made him look like a complete white belt, dude. He outclassed him. I think he's going to do the same to Jorge Masvidal. Now, Masvidal can catch him. He can do his flying knee. He's got the puncher's chance. But that only goes so far. You can only go back to that so many times. I think Gilbert gets it done. It's going to be three rounds. I think Gilbert can get it done in one or two. His grappling's that good. That is if Gilbert chooses to bring it to the ground, which I think he will. That's the key to victory for Gilbert Burns. Moving on. John Jones versus Ciryl Gane. I haven't talked about this yet. Holy shit. Don't ask me what UFC it is. Is it 285? 286? 287? Not 287. We just talked about that. Whatever. I think it's 285. John Jones. It's going up to heavyweight to fight Ciryl Gane. Now, I know, we all wanted John Jones versus Francis Ngannou, but Francis Ngannou's being a G right now. He's trying to get the UFC fighters more money. He's trying to get himself more money. So he's going to go box Tyson Fury or fight in the PFL or whatever. He's going to do whatever. We got Ciryl Gane versus John Jones. That is a matchup to get excited about. That's a matchup you could see either guy winning. Right now, I'm leaning Ciryl Gane. With that being said, if John Jones wins this fight, man, he's the GOAT. He's the GOAT. I don't like saying that. Not a big John Jones fan. But if he beats Ciryl Gane, he wins the heavyweight title. He's the GOAT, dude. He's steroids aside, he's the GOAT if he does that. Are you kidding me? Dude, Ciryl Gane's a monster. He is just a great striker. He's still so fresh in the sport, so it's kind of a good time for John Jones to be fighting him. But, man, I don't know. After coming off a super long layoff, bulking up, he's not going up. I know he's going up one weight class technically, but this isn't a 145 or going to 155 like you see with Alexander Volkanovski and Islam Makhachev in that fight. This is a 205er. Jumping up to as high as 265. And that's what they have to weigh in at. So it's like 205, potentially fighting someone who could weigh at 280. And I know Ciryl Gane is usually, what, like 250 or something like that? But that's still a huge jump. And I'm really excited to see how everything translates over. Is John Jones's gas tank going to carry up to heavyweight? I don't know. How's his power going to look there? Now, it's interesting because Francis was able to out-wrestle Cyril Gane, and so you'd think John Jones should just wrestle, and he'll be able to get it done. But if you look at the end of his light heavyweight run, he wasn't really able to have super effective wrestling against guys like Thiago Santos and Dominic Reyes. A lot of people thinking that Dominic Reyes lost that last fight. A lot of people thought Dominic Reyes won that last fight. It was kind of 50-50. I personally had it for Jones. I wanted Dominic Reyes to win, but it was very closely contested. Now, if you put Dominic Reyes versus Cyril Gane, you're going to see minus 500 odds for Cyril Gane. So I know MMA math doesn't work like that, but I'm really interested to see where this betting line is, because I'd put my money on Cyril Gane right now. That being said, if anyone's just going to mosey on up to heavyweight and just take the title, it's going to be John Jones. And if he does it, I do think we have to start calling him the GOAT. Like, I know GSP is my guy, but if John Jones does this, it's going to be spectacular. So I'm excited for this fight. I'm not a John Jones fan, but I secretly am. Like, I will watch any fight the dude ever has. And I think the lore of John Jones is really interesting, because he is such a mythical fighter who's able to do these crazy feats seemingly like without trying. It doesn't seem like he gives it his all in training. Seems like he's always getting into trouble, yet he's able to pull off these amazing feats. And so there is part of me where it's like, damn, John Jones is going to win this fight. But who knows? We'll see. More videos on John Jones coming very soon. All right. Our last topic for the pod. Arnold Allen is fighting yet again. He has taken on former champion Max Holloway, who happens to be my favorite fighter. Whenever, like, I have Max Holloway announced for a fight or Robert Whittaker announced for a fight, my adrenaline gets going. I get nervous. I get excited. I get confused, dude. Like, you start growing these, like, little man crushes and, like, these love for these fighters who you just see constantly. You follow them on social media. You see them in the cage. You listen to their interviews. Then they're supposed to fight someone. You're like, oh, my God, I hope nothing terrible happens to them. That's the way I feel right now, because Arnold Allen is a freaking problem, dude. He beat Calvin Kattar in his last fight, and there was, like, a knee injury there. Poor goddamn Calvin Kattar. And then before that, it was a Dan Hooker fight. Dan Hooker going down to 145 again, and just getting in a brawl and losing that brawl. And then before that, he's on a big streak right now. I don't have the exact number, but he's on quite the win streak right now. And he has some really good names on his resume. He's looking really good. And Max Holloway, I mean, you look at the way his career is going right now. He lost three fights to Volkanovski. I would have that, you know, 1-2 going in the favor of Volkanovski. I thought that second fight Max won. But with that being said, the ones who judged the fight said otherwise. So Volk was 3-0 in that trilogy. So Max has to hope for a new champion or something to get another title fight. But, I mean, he had a fight against Yair Rodriguez where he won, and it was a close one. You had to see Max wrestle. Before that was Calvin Kattar, where he just absolutely put on a masterclass. That was the come-out performance that I was nervous. I was nervous for that. I was nervous for that fight. I was like, okay, Calvin Kattar looks really good. His boxing good. No, Max Holloway unloaded on that dude. And so how is he going to do after losing yet another title fight? He's no longer considered the best featherweight on the planet, at least not currently. Maybe pound for pound you could put him there. It's him and Jose Aldo, I'd say. But, oh, man, I don't know. I think it's an interesting matchup. I do lean Max Holloway. I think just his experience and still his striking, and I do see a world where he chooses to wrestle and has success. I think we saw that against Yair Rodriguez. We could see that. We've been seeing new wrinkles in Max Holloway's game. In the second Volk fight, he did use kicks more, and, you know, they were pretty effective. So I'm excited. That's all I'm going to say. And I'm super nervous, but Arnold Allen is a good test. And I think it's one of those Robert Whittaker situations where Max no longer is the champ, but he's now the gatekeeper. He says, if you want a title shot, you got to go through me, which I know it's not what he wants, but if he strings together a few victories, you know, Alexander Volkanovski, he could lose at some point, or he could just move up to 155 if he wins there. There is a road back to the title for Max Holloway. And in terms for Arnold Allen, the road to a title shot is beating Max Holloway, which is on the table. But you also got Yair Rodriguez fighting Josh Emmett for the interim champ status. So the featherweight division's starting to happen. Things are starting to take place, and you're starting to see new names in that title conversation. So sad for me as a Max Holloway fanboy, but good for the other 145ers, I suppose. So guys, we did it. We made it through the pod. How long has it been? I don't know. 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour? Not an hour. But hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. If you did, if you're on YouTube, leave a like below, subscribe, ring the bell, smash the like button, shoot it with your computer. What? No. If you're listening on the podcast app, give me 5 stars. It's called Let's Talk MMA on like Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It's called Cyclone MMA on YouTube. So words, stuff, rambling for no reason. Goodbye.